Yesterday afternoon, some huge sports news happened. I say huge because it has been something that anybody that likes sports has either talked about with their buddies, or if you do sports talk radio
all
for a living,
all-time sports debate,
it has always come up. So, do you think Pete Rose should get in the Hall of Fame? So, yesterday...
So, now we're going to find out what people really think, voters think.
Pete Rose, Shoeless Joe Jackson, and others are now reinstated. They were serving, of course, lifetime bans, in their case, both for gambling. And now, they will be eligible through, I think it's like the Veterans Committee or whatever, in 2027, to be inducted, if they get the required votes. And that is still the big if here. And so, everybody has an opinion, of course, on this whole situation. I don't know. You and I have talked about Barry Bonds in the past as well. My whole thing with baseball's Hall of Fame process is, one, I think the writers and everybody involved, it's a complete joke, the process.
I think
first
it's
of
an ego-driven nonsense sometimes. There's no first ballot.
Yeah, it's a terrible process in how they go about it. But
I love it.
Also, if you are baseball... And I've never had the privilege to go to Cooperstown. It's on the list of a place I'd love to go and see. It is a baseball museum, and it is supposed to tell the story of the game. And I don't know how you can tell the story of the game without having the guys from the steroid era, obviously. That includes Bonds and McGuire, et cetera, Sosa, in there. Now, I've always been in favor of you have a separate wing or on their plaque or whatever, you make mention of, hey, they were accused of, or they used steroids, but that they're in it, but it's part of the story of baseball. Uh-huh. And the same thing applies to Pete Rose. I'm not saying you have to think he's a great dude. There's plenty of off the field stuff that would lead you to believe he was not. But Pete Rose, in terms of his statistical accomplishments, he is part of the story of baseball. And I always thought, and I think you did as well, most people for many years when we were having these debates about who should get in, who shouldn't get in, especially around Pete Rose, the thought had always been, hey, look, man, they're not giving you a chance to get in until you pass away. And he did pass away September of 2024.
And now they're going to give him a chance.
And now he's going to have a chance to get in. And I think one day he will get in. I don't know if the first time he has a chance since being reinstated, I think 2027 will be the first time.
Yeah.
I don't know if he'll get in there because there will be a lot of people that say, no. I also wonder if people's stance on gambling has softened, all of that. But if we're claiming that Cooperstown is telling the story of baseball, Pete Rose is part of that story.
My entire issue is the holier-than-thou approach that has existed here. Because I think it should be exactly what you say. I don't care if you do a steroid. It doesn't have to be a wing, but if you want it to be a wing, fine too. I think you just tell baseball and you tell it like it was. How it was, what existed. When you go into the Hall of Fame, when you go to Cooperstown, they talk about the dead ball era. You can talk about the steroid era. Pete Rose is coming up too, is like, he has serious statutory rape allegations against him. So there's some like personal conduct stuff that goes with it too. Well, Cap Anson's in the Hall of Fame. He instituted the color barrier. So that guy probably sucked, right? So it's, and not probably, he definitely sucked. The point is that there are awful people that already are in here. Like, all of this is just for show. I think these Hall of Fame should largely just be based on what you did as a baseball player. And you can still tell the rest of the story.
I think you need to have
you
like
can
an
tell
asterisk
the entire
or something
story.
There. Yeah.
You can have an asterisk. You can tell the story however you want to tell it. But like, it is a part of baseball. The all-time hit leader, the all-time home run leader for a sport that cares about stats are not currently in the Hall of Fame. That's kind of weird. It's kind of weird.
I agree.
That's all I'm going to... It doesn't make a ton of sense. Now, I understood. He had finally just decided he's like, I'm going to wait for the last really problematic person to die. Then I'm gonna
look. In fairness, it's a lifetime ban, and
his life
away.
Is over.
He passed.
But he
away.
Could have like, why not just say that when Shoeless Joe Jackson was alive? Because he didn't want to have to like say
correct.
That while Pete Rose is alive, thus telling the person who wants to be in the Hall of Fame, when you're dead, I'll give you a chance. Mm-hmm. Right now, man, no chance. Lifetime, as in your life. And so, like, I don't know. I would just tell the story. Like, why are we hiding behind like the history?
Pete
of the sport?
Rose
just
is
tell
even,
all of it.
I think Pete Rose is tougher for a lot of people. Because you had the gambling element, of course, and then he was so adamant for, I don't know, what was it, 15, 20 years at least, that I didn't do it. And then when it came time to make money and sell a book, he admitted to doing it.
Yeah, but never my team. And then I'm like, but can I believe
so
you?
I think
for years that you didn't do it.
I think the doubling and tripling down, and then only when you can make a profit off a book that you admitted. I think that rubbed people the wrong way. And you don't have to like Pete Rose or anything, and there's plenty of reasons not to. I think you and I are on the same page, which is the idea of the story of baseball and the statistical accomplishments and all that. It makes no sense to just have these gaps in your Hall of Fame or in your museum, because that's really what it is. So the same thing. I mean,
so in fairness, like
steroid. I mean, truly, all the steroid Bonds. Most importantly, should be McGuire. So they should all be in. But I think it needs to be a separate wing or a separate exhibit, something like that, that says this was the steroid era, the summer of 98, and it explains everything that happened there, and then it explains all the accusations after, and then eventually, of course, a lot of the guys admitted to it. Some of them also had to lie and lie and lie and lie until finally they came clean.
Kurt over the Royals, he correctly pointed out, he said, if you go to the Baseball Hall of Fame, Pete Rose is everywhere in that museum.
Okay.
He just doesn't have a plaque, right, with his name in the plaque room. So it's not that they ignore some of the players who have accomplished the game, but you don't get the bust, right? You don't get the plaque. Your name's not, you're not up there as a baseball.
The example
Hall
everybody
of
in the
famer,
text line's giving on a tough. Different sport, of course, is O.J. Simpson's in the Hall of Fame. You know, right?
Yeah, like, I just like.
I mean.
Now, in fairness, he was acquitted. I mean, he was definitely accused, but he was.
And then he wrote a book.
But, you know. I mean, I just think.
Yeah. He's going to get in eventually. I don't know if it's the first time.
I don't know if he'll ever get in. See, honestly. As much as they stand on their high horse now.
See, I think.
They never let Bonds in?
I think he gets in eventually. It's not going to happen in 2027. I'll be shocked if it's in 2027. Because one thing you were correct on with you think. They're not going to do it because of Bonds. And that's the thing. If you let Pete Rose in, then how are you not letting Bonds in? And that's where people will really get themselves in a knot, because
well, you cheated the statistical part.
Yeah, they're going to say, well, Bonds did things to help his performance. Pete Rose. Yeah, but Pete Rose.
We don't know.
There's still a gray area there. That's the whole debate, right? This is why it's been a fascinating conversation for many, many years, obviously, I'm sure you guys have all had bar conversations with your buddies about this kind of stuff, too.
The weirdest part, truthfully, the hardest part I have with, like, the steroid era, let's separate that for a minute. Like, in my opinion, the betting on the sport is worse, because he denied it for 30 years and then admitted, but then he's like, but I definitely didn't bet on my team. So we can't be for sure that he ever did those things. It's even harder in the steroid era, because the only people we're judging on this are the people who tested positive who showed up in the Balco case.
Yeah.
There are people, I guarantee you.
Of course.
There are people in the Hall of Fame who use steroids. So, like, we're just basing it off of, like, vibes. That's a terrible way to go about it. And, like, it was so prevalent during that era, and some of it, and, like, part of it, my issue is that baseball essentially sanctioned it. Baseball knew what was going on, and they did nothing to stop it for a number of years. And so, like, what now? Now? So, like,
I agree.
When they were playing, you know, like,
no, I agree that there, I mean, go back to way back. I mean, when Babe Ruth was playing, we don't know. Science is always ahead of the testing. So we never, let's be honest. Obviously, there are some guys that got busted this year, too. But
could have been used in the 80s.
Science is ahead of the testing. So there could be stuff. Hopefully not, but there could be stuff that players are using today.
Yeah.
We don't even know, quote unquote, exists, or they don't have a way to test for it. So that's what's so tricky about it. I also think with Barry Bonds in particular,
he doesn't have a lifetime ban for the text line asking.
No,
he can be voted in whenever.
They just have just chosen not to. Yeah. With Bonds in particular, Cody, the interesting thing with him with the steroids is just because you took steroids, it doesn't mean you're automatically just at that level.
Yeah, like, it's not. I mean,
it's not that magical. Okay,
Can't use steroids today and just go hit Urseg tomorrow.
We all know, if you look at the first part of Bonds' career, he was probably on track. He was going to be a Hall of Famer if he didn't do it. He didn't need to.
Yeah, I know.
Did it elevate? Of course, of course. But you have to already be a hell of a hitter to do what he did, even on steroids.
Yeah. It's crazy,
but. You know, I don't expect, this is one of those where everybody has this. Everybody, this argument's been around for so long. Everybody has their opinion and they've stuck to it.
Yeah,
you had that opinion 10 years ago. You probably have it today.
I haven't moved a ton on it.
It's one of those.
Honest.
I always had thought, though, that when Pete Rose passed away, then there's a real conversation that he might actually get in. And I think there will be one. I don't know if it's going to happen in 27.